Good morning, happy, happy, happy. This is my face. I don't know what this is doing. I'm tired. I've decided to sport my regular face today. Sorry. It's Friday. Good morning. I don't know about anybody else, but I'd like to call it. I'd like to call the week. Let's wrap it up. Let's just be done. I don't know if anybody else is there. I came up to one of my favorite places and got French fries. They're not French fries. If they're the morning time, they're called hash browns. Gabra in the car. Just eating potatoes and drinking lemonade. Uh-huh. Good morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. It's too early in the morning. Whose idea was to do a morning show? That was stupid. Good morning, sunshine. I've decided to show my real face. Everybody's like, what do you mean your real face? Well, I usually have more makeup on. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. Girl. Somebody just wrote it. If you haven't heard, the Golden Bachelor getting divorced. What? Let's unpack it. This morning I woke up. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, did you see the news? Jeremy, Missy, and I were working together last night, so we clearly missed it. But this morning I woke up to find out that the Golden Bachelor, who we all watched get married, got divorced 3 months after the wedding. 3 months, y'all. After an entire season, that big wedding had to cost $1 million. All the love talk. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. I read the reports. They said this. We still love each other. I was like, yeah, I always divorce people that I still love. What? Uh-huh. And then that, you know, that they're both, the thing that brought them together was their love for each other and their families. And I guess they're both from different parts of the country. They were looking at houses in New Jersey. I am, Viola, I'm eating in my car. I'm having a day. They said they went to look at some areas where they could live together. But that would take them away from their respective families. Claire's like, didn't see that coming. Yes, I did. So now, here's my thing, right? Because did they already announce that the Italian one from Jersey is going to be the next bachelorette? Did they already announce that? I think that's what we all think. But I was like, is he going to go back and start dating some of the other ones? The five, I'm just doing a dirty burger lap. Eating these potatoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they said they still love each other. They said they're each going to be back on the dating scene, though. So, doesn't feel like we love each other that much. Yep. They fulfilled their contractual agreement. You think? Do you think that ABC was like, we just need you guys to get married? Do you think? Person in front of me is backing up real close to this car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leslie. Is Leslie going to take him back? Would you? Uh-huh. No. Mm-mm. Yeah. They did have a prenup. So, and they said, you know, everybody was concerned that everybody was after him for his money, but it turned out that Teresa had more money than he did. Mm-hmm. Whole thing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. But you know at that wedding, there were some ladies just still pining for him. They have to give back the rings. I did hear that. So crazy. Mm-hmm. Just to show you how scripted reality shows are. I know, Judy, but I bought into it. She said it wasn't that, I think that got caught up in all the hoopla. These people keep backing up real close to this car. And I just want to go out and be like, this is new. Could you not park so close like that? Yeah, I don't think Leslie's taking them back. I didn't know how many people come to this little... Does she have to get back the ring? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Carol. So there's a place in my town, and they just make the best, like, breakfast fries. Oh, Susie, let me try to get off the internet. Hold on. All right, hold on. Remind me to tell you something. Okay, that should be better. All right. So, like, the local weather lady in my town, she's like the local weather lady for, like, the TV, but she lives in this town, and she's just parked in front of me. And now I just want to go, you think it's going to rain, girl? That's weird. Why would I say that? And I just would be like, hey, saw you on the news. No, you won't come be on my show? Oh, you busy. She got a fancier car. Yeah. She incognito. Mm-hmm. Now it works, sorry. Oh my gosh. So last night, Jeremy and Missy and I have a show. Great show. Lovely time. I pull up early to just do a sound check. And I pull up in my car. Now I'm minding my business, right? Yep, live from the new car. Minding my business. I get out of my car and my mind is just set on getting into here so I can get to this rehearsal. So I get out of my car. Now next to me is a truck. She knows who she is. It's coming. Next to me is this white truck. Oh, okay. You know, somebody doing something here. I get out of the car, close this door. I start walking and then I hear, like, you know when you're about to be kidnapped and a whole bunch of people come out of a truck like that? I heard it because I've seen a lot of CSI. And I turn around and behind me, real aggressive with a $10 bill, Mary Coat. And I was like, and then Peter gets out of the car and I was like, what's happening? And Mary goes, is this your car? And I said, yeah. She goes, open the trunk. And I go, are you kidnapping me? She goes, open the trunk. So I listened to her, like, just so you know, if you wanted to kidnap me, that's all it would take. You would just be like, aggressively open the trunk. So I was like, okay, you want me to get in it? Is this where you kill me? And Mary opens the car. I open the trunk and Mary throws $10 into the car. And then she goes, all right, now shut it. And I go, what are we doing? She goes, shut it. Shut the door. I go, what are you doing? She said, shut, throw the money in, now shut the door. I go, are you killing me or you're not, Mary? Like, let's just get to it. And she goes, no, this is good luck. I said, murder? She said, no. Have you guys heard of this? She's like, Dina, it's a thing where whenever you get a new car, you put money in the trunk. I was like, is that to pay for all of like the duct tape and all those zip tie? What? Have you guys heard of this? And she said it with such confidence. She goes, now that's it. Go ahead. Go to your show. And I was like, we throw coins. What? Is it a thing? Did she take money from somebody else? She might have. She might have taken out somebody else's trunk. Never heard of it. Yes, I've heard of it, but not specifically the trunk. I think she, for a second, she was like, I might murder her. But she didn't. And I was really happy about that. Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. That's a new one. But I was like, it's probably still back there. I'm going to just keep back there for emergencies. You know, sometimes when you forget your purse at home. Mm-hmm. I know, I should check under the mats. Maybe somebody else left me money. Yeah. It's coins, but I didn't have any coins on me. So you're just throwing $10 bills. Girl, do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should put a rosary in here. You can't be Italian and not have a rosary in your car. That's who I am now. It's an Italian blessing. You christen the car. Let me put this window up. Hold on. Got a bag of salt in the glove compartment. I clearly don't know how this. Pearl Jam, but not a $10 bill in the trunk. Mm-hmm. Coins under the mats. No, not Mary Coates. She's like, listen, I don't have time to come back here again, so I'm just going, you can get your own change. Mm-hmm. Not aggressively throwing money in the trunk. Listen, if anybody wants to throw money in my trunk, that's fine. That's what she said. Listen. There was a solid that's what she says last night during picture time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was a great night. Jeremy's hilarious. Missy's hilarious. I'm fine. I can't gauge because I'm the one up there. And last night they had like a DJ who was like running the sound. He's really nice. Scott, Steve, something. I don't know. But it was just so funny because they lit him. You know, so like you're like the whole stage is lit and it looks so pretty. And you're watching all the comedians. But then they also lit Scott. And he wasn't even doing anything. I was like, he better laugh. Like, everyone is watching. It was like he was the Simon Cowell of the night. And I was like, you better laugh at these jokes, Scott. Because everybody's watching you. I'm going to have your light turned off. So. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm not going to say how to help. Anyway, where are you heading? Just to here. I just wanted to eat those potatoes. I have no goals. Sarah. So, look, Salad, you're here, and Jurgen's here. So you guys, it's like you two can feel each other. Salad's here. I saw Jurgen's name pop up, too. I am feeling... It is the inside of the car. Cousin Allison's here. Yeah, she's very pretty. And I just want to say that I'm super excited because last night, Julian flew all the way out here for last night's show, which was amazing. But she said to me when I saw her last week, time is irrelevant. When I saw her at Diamond Dina, she's like, Dina, I have something for you, but I know you're traveling, you know, for the Irma thing. So I'm just going to bring it with me. And I said, okay. And so last night I saw her and I was definitely like, I don't want to say I wasn't feeling good. I think it was a lot of things. I think the weather's icky. I think I'm still getting over sickness. I'm not looking forward to my surgery. And we had the funeral for Karen yesterday. And so it was just a lot. Yesterday was a lot. And then a comedy show. And I think my brain was just like a little everywhere. So it was good to see everybody. It's good to be forced to do a comedy when you're not in a great mood. It's just so fun for your insides. And anyway, so I saw Julian and she was like, "Hey, I have this thing I wanted to give you last week." And I said, "Oh yeah." And she had this pretty bag and she opened it up and it's so beautiful. I've decided to hang it in the car because it's so nice. Are you ready? She made this by hand, y'all. Like, this isn't even like a... Judy, you're going to love this. This isn't like she had... She had to figure this out. I don't know how she did it. But it's so beautiful. And I wanted to show you this morning, so I brought it with me. Are you ready? Here we go. Look at this. Look at it. Look, it's the diamond thing. Judy, it's like what you did with the ruby one, but look, make sure you can see it. But she did it for one funny morning. I don't know. You can't see it. No one can. You can't really. But it's like there's so many colors in there and the shading. Oh, I didn't flip the screen. Yeah, you'll see it. It'll be right when we get into the kitchen. But she did. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So I grabbed it so I could show you this morning. Ugh, this rain is... It was so nice 5 minutes ago. Is this how Friday's gonna go? Do you ever just wish you could just get on a plane and just go somewhere hot? And just do this to your life. Just like that. Just that's where I am. You get $10 and you get $10. I need Mary Coat to come in, pop this trunk, throw some money in, be like, "Girl, you going to Florida?" And I'm like, "Okay." Like that. Twyla, love your name. I know. It's raining. You can't hear how loud this is, Candace. It's so loud. It's so loud. Pouring here again, Pat. Pat looks great last night. I haven't seen Pat in a while. She looked wonderful. Everybody looked so pretty and... And June, we go to Nashville. There's the thing. If it rains and you're in an electric car. I hope not. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to go to the beach and never come back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely anywhere. There should be, you know how like when you're in your... I don't want to say it's a mood, a vibe, or just nothing's going like maybe your way. You guys ever? You probably couldn't relate. And there should be like some kind of like depression exchange program. You know, where like you'd sign up, be like, "I'm depressed at my house. I mean, I'm sure there's something joyful here. I don't see it." And then you could go to somebody else's house. And they could come to yours. Because I honestly think that just a change of scenery, you're like, "I bet you have a lovely home." And they're like, "No, it's awful here." And you're like, "I don't know." But you would sign up for it. Kind of like Lasagna Love. Oh my gosh. Well, that's not depressive. That's a wonderful program. I just meant that there was just an easy way to sign up and get the hell out. But yesterday I went to go. Yesterday? I don't know. Did I get my haircut yesterday? I think I did. It's a lot. But literally the person in the parking spot next to me had a Lasagna Love sticker on it. I was like, "Isn't it funny? Like, that, like you can never hear of something. And then the next day you see it everywhere. Like you're going to see Lasagna Love everywhere now that we talked about it. But up until that point, never saw it. We never even noticed the sticker. Isn't it funny?" Do you find that? Like once somebody mentioned, I'm sure, listen, the amount of things I've taught you alone. I mean, if somebody says crawl space now, you don't feel that in your bones. Yeah, you do. But that would be great. You know, and it would be like Airbnb, but for just like tired, depressed people with no soul. And you would log on and you would say, I'm feeling depressed. I'm looking to do an exchange program with somebody also depressed, but like maybe in like the southern states with a pool and like a full refrigerator. And, you know, if they had, you know, like views of the ocean, that would probably help. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Judy signed up. She's waiting to make a lasagna. Oh, that's nice. Let me know where I can sign up for that. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The Depression Exchange Program. Mm-hmm. Like the movie, The Holiday. Yeah. An Airbnb with a depressed person sounds like a lot of fun. Listen, I can't keep thinking of all the good ideas. I don't know how I would posit, but think about how you would sell your house. Just take a second. Everybody think. Just what would be your byline for your house? If you were on the Depression Exchange Program. So mine would read, recently updated ranch house comes with 2.5 dogs that can walk. Who love to cuddle, but may have their own attachment, depressive issues, and require constant eyes on you. Also includes trash cans that will never be pulled back up to the house. And, dog hair. A lot of dog hair. You will spend enjoyable time with 2, maybe 3 children who may or may not have armpit hair, who will sing to you mostly from the shower and does come with a studio in the dining room. Thank you. Who wouldn't sign up for that? Oh, and poop in the yard. And you might yell poop in the cone. Mm-hmm. Will the divorce be on TV too? Oh, wouldn't that be great? I'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would yours say? There's someone you know or so close to you. 2 out of 3 of armpit hair. You're not wrong. Everything you see someone you know, but as you get closer, you're done. But later in the day, you bump into that person. No. And Dean, he's been cracking me up. His stories are so funny. Oh, and a she shed where you can fulfill lots of orders. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, today's the last day. And if you didn't get your sweatshirt yet, you should. Look, this shirt's still in here. This is from yesterday. Because I was wearing this shirt yesterday, remember? I'm not sick, this is my face. And then I had the funeral, so it changed into something that wasn't a t-shirt that said, I'm not sick, this is my face, and I left it in the car. Mm-hmm. Lives here and takes care of 4 humans and 6 pets. Yeah, nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to Curly Top's house. Listen, short and sweet, close to the beach. That's all I need. Yeah, close to the beach. Good morning, Paula. And plenty of landmines in the yard. Mm-hmm. Mine would be, say, Own bedroom, downstairs with bathroom, no animals, lots of fun listening to music and drinks. Close to the Outer Banks. Come visit. There it is. Yeah, that sounds nice. I was trying to find the black one, my black sweatshirt this morning. Can't find it. I think the kids stole it. Last day to order merch. Cute cape with picket fence. 12 rooms. What? 2 baths, 1 over, 2 turtles and a pond. Bob, I'm coming. I'm packing up. I'm headed up. I'm going to need all 12 rooms. My house is depressed itself. Needs work, but I rent. Needs paint and carpets big time inside. New appliances. I have 13 pets. Yeah, I'm not coming. Yeah, that's like Curly Toss. He's like, girl, why do you think I signed up for every trip? I got to get out of here. Yes, Martha, it does fit the bill, but there's people in it. That's the thing about having a house you got to pay for. Dumb. You got to rent it all the time. But they're doing a good job. Sometimes I see people that look exactly like someone I know that passed away. Bumping into them later in the day would be a little scary, but also wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, no, isn't it funny? Like, I was really close with both my grandparents. But my grandpa, he was the first to pass away. But he was like my best friend. I loved him so much. And I would go see him every day. And at his funeral, he came from a big family. And his brother came up, Uncle Vincey, came up from Georgia. And it was so crazy because they looked like twins. They weren't. Maybe they might have been close in the lineup. I'm not quite sure. But he looked exactly like my grandpa. He sounded exactly like my grandpa. So literally, like, we didn't see him very often, but even at the funeral, like, I remember, like, my grandpa, like, we were at the funeral and, like, seeing my grandpa and then looking over and then, like, seeing my, like, and he sounded like my grandpa. Like, it was just so funny. And your brain is like, look at him, looking at the casket, looking at him. I was like, this is so weird. You know what I mean? A nice carriage house with character and a lovely perennial garden. Look, Andrea, you keep talking like that, you're gonna have like 17 depressed people at your house by tomorrow. That's a good time, Andrea. She don't care. She's like, come on over. Come on, come stay. Although, don't fall for it, because Angie is also the first person. She's like, yeah, yeah, I got so and so coming. They stay in a hotel. And that's when you know good time Andrea. She had enough. She's like, yeah, yeah, you can come by, but then you're going to need to leave. You're going to need to go. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, The size guide is not working. Dee, tell me what your size is. Well, you can ask everybody, but I would say, like, if in this shirt, if you're like a medium in this shirt, whatever size you are in our regular shirts, size up. I mean, it will fit. Like, that's probably a medium. Yeah, that's a medium. And I can wear a medium of that 3/4 zip that we're selling. And I do like them sometimes to be a little bit more fitted, you know, when I wear things. But I know that the white one I have is a large from last year. And it was a little nicer, especially in the summer. Jill said, I'm a 1460 and I get an XL. But yeah, no, it is funny. Like, does everybody believe that they have a doppelganger, like, in the universe? Do you believe in that? Like, do you ever see those things they'll do on the internet where they'll, it was like a picture series where they find two people who are not related at all, but they look exactly alike. And they take pictures of them. Did you ever see it? No, it's just drizzling, Kathy. You don't have to sign up if you don't want to. I don't. I didn't when I ordered mine. I like when they are a little fitted sometimes. I like them loose, so it'll work either way. Mm-hmm. But, or like, I also feel like some people do have a face where, like, you know, your friends will always say, or you'll meet people, and they'll just say, you look familiar. Like, some people just have, like, a familiar face. You know, do you ever notice that? Like, people will say it to me, but I think it's because they'll see videos around and, like, they kind of, but even before that, people would say, you look familiar before I started doing stuff. Oh, good for you. I'm glad we're part of your goal. Oh, wait, somebody just said, go to faceid.com and get any picture, and they will show you pictures of people who look just like your picture you sent. What? Like you could find your doppelganger? Everybody thinks I'm somebody else. I actually use Face ID with dating sites because there's a lot of scammers out there. It's really helped. What's the link for the shirts? The shirts are at onefunnymotherstore.com. Yeah. What? Who came first, the doppelganger or the doppelganger that looks like the doppelganger? They say that to me. It is funny. I do feel like some people just... My daughter thought she saw me the day before I arrived, and she swore it was me, but realized I wouldn't be driving on the wrong side of the road. I have a familiar face, people tell me. But he also has an identical twin. I don't think that they look that much alike to get mistaken for each other, said Trina. My mom and I look so much alike that I can open her phone with my face. That's so crazy. Jacqueline's, Oh, it turned my car off. Okay. Sometimes this car just does stuff. I don't know. It's decided it's done now. So anyway, it was, what are you talking about? I don't know. Anyway, are you guys still here? There it is. Okay. My girls are twins. Does that mean there's someone else who looks like them? I think so, Melissa. I look like Mary Louise Parker. So someone called me Pot Lady once. I love her. She's so funny. It could have been me. There was a picture of some duchess dressed in what looked like hunting gear. It could have been me. 3/4 shot lighting a cigarette. I don't smoke. Yeah, that's the problem, Kath. You're funny. People have been telling me since I was a kid that I look familiar. I get it all the time. Isn't it funny? A little boy excitedly came running up to me at the outlets, howling, Mom, Mom, his dad said, you do look like her. That's so funny. Do you remember just recently there was that concert where I guess a lady had gone to the concert with her daughter and friends. And the daughter is videotaping and looks over and her mom, who's like kind of short hair, this man, for whatever reason, gets his hand and puts his hand around her mom and is rubbing her mom. And the mom is just... And he's doing this and he's rubbing her shoulder. I mean, with love. Like, he wasn't being creepy. He was enjoying the concert. He's like, yeah. And he put his arm around and he's rubbing her. And it's so funny. The mom is so uncomfortable. The girl can't stop laughing. And he's just looking around, taking it in. And he's, you know, and she just keeps looking over her shoulder at her daughter. And he's looking at her and he's like, why is she acting so weird? He's whatever. And then finally he notices his wife on this side of him. And he could see it in his face. He sees his wife and then he goes like this to see who he has his arm around. And oh my gosh. Yeah, she didn't move his arm. She was like, I don't know what's happening, but, you know, I could use some rubbing. I don't know. It was so funny. I look like every woman that works at Target. And that's why people like you, Kathy. I love the people at Target. But it was so funny. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. Like, I know stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the wife had the same haircut and she did. She had, like, short hair and she had on, like, a denim shirt. And so when you did, when, I mean, he was very apologetic, but he said, here, look at my wife. Like, from the back, you guys look exactly alike. It was so funny. It was so funny. I would love to have that happen, but pretend that my husband was just like this hot man and just randomly rub hot men. But oh, I'm sorry. I thought that you were my husband. He's not either, but I mean, you guys, you could be like that. Mm-hmm. Smirgan Gergen, I can see you. It was just funny. It tickled. Just her face is funny. Anyway, I used to do that with kids. Did you ever, you know how when you're younger and you can just kind of feel your kids around you, you know, like how far your brood has spread. And you're like, no, over here, this way. No, get over here. You know how you feel? But then every once in a while, you're like grabbing the wrong kid. You're like, oh, that's not mine. Or when a little kid grabs your leg and you're like, this ain't mine. Whose is this? Whose is this? But the kid hasn't looked up yet. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look anything like you, but I thought you were my husband. I'm not even married. I just wanted to grab you. Like that. Do you ever do that? Like where a kid grabs your hand, you're like, I don't have any kids here. And then you look down and you're like, oh, he don't know. He gonna freak out about 2 seconds when he looks up. You know what I'm talking about? I had to look her up. Oh, she was beautiful, Deb. That's a good sign. Oh, let's turn this off. This is weird. Why are my lights on? Turn off. No. Let's turn off. Okay. Want to touch everything. Is that our hair the same? My husband did what when we were younger. My best friend had the exact same clothes and my hair was the same, and he came up behind her and started to hug her until he realized she's so short. Oh, is that what he told you, Noelle? He's like, I was grabbing her boobs and that's when I know. That's weird. For some reason, old people are drawn to me. At Walmart, at Target, they just want to talk to me and ask for help. I love it. I do love that. It is, Victoria. It's very pretty. At a restaurant, a little girl came up to me and thought I was Elsa from Disney. I had a braid, my fuzzy cuff sweater, and boots. For a moment, I felt like a princess. Aww. My dad's brother looked just like him. When I was little, I'd pull on his pant leg and say, Dad, and he'd look down, smiling and say, I'm not your dad. And I would run away. I was at the little gym with my granddaughter and a little boy adopted me. His dad said, you look like his mom. That's so funny. My ex-husband called me old people magnet. I love old people. Yeah, I have a face that says, hey, I'll talk to you. I love it. Young children are drawn to me. I've been teaching preschool children since September of 1994. Oh, yeah, I don't have that. I think some kids are drawn to me. Other kids are like, I don't care for her. And I'm fine with that. Cool. Cool. Because I don't think we'd get along for long. Oh, it's so funny. You know what I always thought was funny? And I don't know. You know how, like, when you have kids, or grandkids. Like, you eventually get used to how gross your kids are. Stay with me. Like, you know how you're used to, like, their snotty faces or how they eat and they're gross. Like, you just eventually get used to your own disgusting. You know what I'm talking about? And you don't even think twice. Like, somebody has stuff on their face, you just, oof, that's it. Let's go. Let's keep it moving. Like, you don't, you become disgusting to just deal with the disgust. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're just on board. It's just a thing. Fine. But then you see other people's disgusting kids and you're like, they're disgusting. Do you know what I'm talking about? Anybody? Am I the only one? Anybody else have this? And just be like, that is a dirty baby. I'm kidding, but I'm not. Like, a little bit. Not babies. All babies are cute. Maybe it's just like the older ones that are gross. You're like, yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm tired. I don't really know what I'm saying. They said I was a drill sergeant. My dad and his brother looked alike. The first time my niece met him, she went running to him thinking he was Grandpa. She was very confused when Grandpa walked up to them. I can't stand other people's kids. Oh, I'm not wrong. I find most humans gross. The other day, my daughter sneezed when she was walking to school and I wiped it with my hand and then wiped it on my pants. That's what I'm saying. 8-year-old boy here and he's gross. Mm-hmm. Order place. The site being wonky. Put different colors in that I wasn't choosing. Make sure you check your orders. Make sure you check your cart before. Oh, that's weird, Dave. You're like, my kids are gross. Yeah. But not that gross. So funny. I can't believe how gross it is today. It's Friday. Like, it should be, God should know that this is all we have to look forward to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like kids better than adults. True story. Mm-hmm. You're right. Although I do enjoy a good old person. And I do enjoy when old people and little kids get together, because I think the conversations are so funny. Like I still, even now, I'll sit and listen to, like, Dean try to explain something to my mom. Hilarious. I like dogs more than kids. Let's play this game. What do you like more than dogs? Nothing. Oh my gosh. Missy, did you see what I sent you? I'll just randomly send things to Missy, and then I forget that I send them, and then I just remembered. So last night, I think she might have been on stage. I like sending things to Missy while she's actively working. And the whole time in the back going, I don't think she has an Apple Watch. Like, is she up there? And I'm just dinging the crap out of her arm while she's working. I can see her. She was working. I kept sending her stuff. But last night, randomly, I pop onto Instagram and there was a video, an up close video. She has not mentioned it, so maybe she didn't see it yet. It was a close up video of a squirrel. Now, you know, she got a thing for squirrels. And the squirrel is being held in someone's hand. And then there's a squirrel massager. I don't know. Something that was like turning and massaging the squirrel. This sounds so weird now that I'm saying it out loud. I can't even really. I don't think there is such a thing as a squirrel massager. I just want to say that I don't know why I said that, but I don't know what you would call this thing. But it was turning and massaging the squirrel's belly. And this sounds like a lie, and it's not. And the person had was like touching the squirrel and the squirrel was moving it around. Yeah. You haven't seen it, Missy? Go check your Instagram. I was like, you know who would love this? Missy, right now. And the whole time I was like, I hope she doesn't have an Apple Watch. Like, what if when she was at work, literally on stage, it was a real squirrel? And when the person tried to take the squirrel massager away, yeah, the squirrel kept grabbing it and putting it on its belly. I was like, you know who's going to love this? right now, the girl who's working on stage in front of 400 people. So, yeah, no, I'm saying it was like a squirrel rabbit is what it was. The squirrel whisperer. I don't know. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, what was it? But I sent it to her. I would have loved if she did have an Apple Watch for Missy, because I was sending her a couple things, for her to just stop mid-sentence and be like, why are you sending me a squirrel ride? Now, can't you see I'm at work? I'm like, I did see you were at work, but I thought that this squirrel massage would make work better. Just, oh my gosh, you guys. Have you guys ever heard of a fart walk? They're like, Dina, it is almost the end of the show, and you, I mean, other than the squirrel massager, you already covered saying something weird, and then you just said fart walk. So every once in a while, sexy producer Michelle will, like, send me, like, pictures of, like, or videos of people. She's like, hey, what about, you know, this person for the morning show? Or like, I'll see somebody on the internet, I'll take a picture and I'll send it to Michelle. I'll be like, you gotta get this person, right? There's a lady, and it's just hashtag fart walk. And this woman, very matter-of-factly, is like, she's on what I would consider a fart walk, and she says, she fart walks, yes! She advocates for fart walks. An hour after a meal, her and her husband take fart walks. And it was so matter of fact. And it's the funniest thing ever. And I got to get her on the show. And I have to figure out a way for us to do the show while fart walking with her. So much, Sherry. So much. But if you're bored today, which is every day, you should go on Insta and just put in fart walk. You'll find her. And I'd like to get her on the show. It's just everything. An hour. Yeah, I saw it, Candace. Hilarious. Yeah. Oh, Marie. We missed you. Yeah, no, Jody. Oh, my granddaughter would love to fart with you. There you go. Gotta look up fart walk. Good to keep things moving. She says that in her videos. Hilarious. At work, it makes you walk faster. And she said, she goes, listen, I'm going to be honest. You know, I never thought that I'd become famous for fart walk, but I guess if you have to have something, I guess I'll be the fart walk lady. And she is. So funny. I don't know how Diana didn't come up with the fart walk. The amount of legumes that she's eating, which, by the way, we're having a pie contest this Sunday. I'll be making a good pie called key lime, and Diana is making lemon meringue, but she's super excited about it. She's driving today down to Virginia, so she's on her journey. She's on like a pilgrimage, if you will. And at the end of her pilgrimage, she's going to make key lime pie. Lemon meringue. So I've got to get this stuff for mine. But anyway. So that's it. Yep, pie contest. And Wendy was like, do you need somebody to decide which pie? I was like, well, one pie is going to be in Virginia. And one pie is going to be in New Jersey. So it's going to be hard to test both pies. So we'll see. Thanks, Rhonda. I like it too. Anyway, a mean pecan pie. I would like that. That sounds quite yummy. Anyway. Is Dina your mother? No, I'm Dina. I get confused myself. Diana is my mother. Who makes the pie that we'll lose? I know, we should pass the pies through the screen. Just that was fun. Anyway. So I've been making apple dump cakes like crazy. Can you send the recipe in for an apple dump cake? I love apple and I love cake. Mm-hmm. Need a taste tester? Yes. I will save you some. I was going to say I could bring it to the next luncheon, but it'll be too late. It'll be gone by then, Allison. Anyway. So listen, it's Friday. That is great news. All right. Don't pay any attention to this crappy rain. I'm sure you're going to have a great weekend. This is me trying really hard. Or just lay down and just get under your covers, which is what I'm going to do. Yes, I'm going to... Ann's Place Diner is watching. Hey, Ann's Place. I'm going to go plant before the rain gets to me. Have a fantastic day and weekend, everybody, even in the rain. Is it supposed to rain all weekend? It's nice in Charlotte. I start work for a week today. Make sure your taxes are filed. Is it today? Today's... I don't know. Oh, good, Maggie. I'm glad to hear it. Sheila, good morning. Going to be gorgeous in Wisconsin this weekend, all weekend. I'm growing mushrooms. Interesting. All right, well, everybody, have a great weekend. And, to check my stones. All right, Athena, good luck. Keep me posted. Be well, everybody, says Bob. Judy from Saskatoon. As always, do something nice for yourself or others this weekend. And if you can't do something nice for others, do something nice for yourself. Get yourself pie. Just do it. Yeah. You deserve it. I'm going to go chill out a bit, maybe do some writing this weekend, but just do a whole lot of nothing. But if you'd like to join us on Sunday, we'll be making pie. That is on the subscriber side. If you'd like to join us, you can become a subscriber. Like I said, today is the last day. I think it turns off at noon today, so it's the last day to purchase our merch. It's quite... good stuff. So if you want, you can check it out. And looks like Sunday should be sunny. All right, good. Something to look forward to. So go get your ingredients. I'm going to also be making mine is a gluten-free homemade pie crust, but it doesn't even taste gluten-free. But you could do it regular. I use gluten-free graham crackers, but you can use regular graham crackers. But you'll need probably like sugar and brown sugar and butter too, so make sure you have that because it'll be awesome. All right, everybody. Yes, have a great weekend and a blessed weekend, and thanks for watching as always. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you bright and sunny on Monday. Look at my face. The key lime, all the recipes are going to be on onefunnymotherstore.com. If you look up Voila, both recipes are there, so you can choose which one you'd like to make. Mine is super easy. The hardest part will be making the crust. Not that difficult. So we'll see how it goes. All right, that's it, everybody. Thanks for watching as always, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday. All right, I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.